Well, welcome to danielswindow.org, watch and pray. The scripture we're going to talk about on prayer week 12 of 2023 is found in John 17, 6 through 11. This is New King James Version. It says, "Now I'm no longer in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to you. Holy Father, keep through your name those whom you have given me, that they may be one as we are." Now this prayer is much longer. It's found in John 17. This is Jesus' prayer to the Father before He begins his crucifixion and resurrection. And so I can only take this thing in parts. And part of this that we can pray, I think we need to have this in our prayer. You know, and about keeping us. "But these are in the world, and I come to you. Father, keep them through your name." Keep them through your name. Now, this is something throughout Scripture you find in Numbers. You know, "The Lord bless you, and the Lord keep you." And, of course, the Lord's Prayer, "Lord, keep us from, you know, entering into temptation." And the Lord keeps us. Well, the way the Lord keeps us is through His name. In fact, nobody comes to the Father except through Jesus. Nobody can go to prayer. Nobody can petition God Himself unless you do through the name of Jesus, both in spirit and in word. And it's not through perfection, but it's through faith in what God has done through Jesus Christ. And it says, so we need to pray for the Lord keep us through your name. Because it's not just keep us from sin, but we need to be looking at a certain thing. You find it in an Old Testament where people are being bit by serpents, and Moses was told to raise up a serpent on a pole, and whoever beholded that, whoever looked upon those, that serpent was healed and kept from being bit again. And that's what we got to do. Because not only do we want to be, you know, kept by God, but we want to be kept away from, you know, the distractions and all the things of this world. And the only way we can do that is keep our mind on Christ Jesus, where there's perfect peace. And that we may be one. That's another thing we need to pray for one another and pray for the church of all, that we pray be one. Rather than seeing all our difference of doctrine, which is always going to be, the scripture tells us we're supposed to come to the unity of faith. We're never going to come to the unity of doctrine, every bit of doctrine, but the unity of faith. Meaning, I think what it means is that, you know, that if you have experienced the forgiveness of sins through Jesus Christ alone, through His grace and not by works, and then we can get along. At least we can sit down and have dinner with. We might not be able to go to the same church, but we can be one in the idea that all of mankind has fallen and is in desperate need of a Savior, and His Savior's name is Jesus. Whoever calls upon the name of Jesus will be saved. So at least we can become one as that. Now, Jesus was one completely with the Father. I mean, Jesus didn't do anything unless He heard His Father say it. I mean, He didn't say anything unless He heard His Father say it. Didn't do anything unless He saw His Father do it. And that needs to be our mind, is that we're not looking to man to follow them. We're looking to God. But, you know, it takes some time. Sometimes we got to follow Him in until we hear from God ourselves. And that's the ultimate thing that we want to do, is hear from the Lord ourselves, because we can't become one with one another. I mean, whoever you follow, you know, whatever their weaknesses are, you're probably going to take up too. So we've got to look at Jesus and become one with Him, and then we're going to be a whole lot easier to become one with everybody else. Even if they don't want to become one, at least I can come to some kind of peace in myself, that I don't have to correct them every time I see them in wrong or anything else. But this is prayer week number 12, and there's a couple things in here this needs to be part of our prayer life all the time if we want to be kept from the things of this world, and we really want to experience the oneness with God that can only come through prayer and obedience.